God, it seems, is quite a busy manager these days. Books like Jesus CEO and Seven Spiritual Laws of Success argue that people should no longer leave their soul at the office door. Some companies believe a faith-friendly workplace will create higher profits or at least happier workers. In the first of our series on religion in the workplace, NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty profiles one company in Atlanta.
As the newest 50 employees at Home Bank Mortgage Company graduate from their seven-week training program, they are also embarking on something of a corporate experiment, the mixing of faith and work. Today they're getting a welcoming pep talk from their human resources director, or as he's called, the chief people officer.
There's no job that's big enough to be able to fill your spirit. There has to be something more. There has to be a sense of calling.
Square as an aging football player, Ike Reichard looks every bit the Southern Baptist preacher, which is exactly what he was for 30 years before coming to Home Bank. He says people are often surprised at his background and relieved to find a company with faith-based values.
You know, this backdrop that we've experienced between the WorldComs and the HealthSouths and the Enrons and all the others, there really is a need to put an emphasis on being ethical and being caring in the corporate world.
The person who selected Reichard and who gives this company its spiritual momentum is CEO Patrick Flood. Flood, a born-again Christian, came to Home Bank as a mortgage banker back in 1985 and began to rise quickly through the ranks.
In 1990, I woke up in the middle of the night having responsibility for people and thought I was being called into ministry, and got very comfortable that really what the Lord was doing was creating clarity for me that my specific calling in ministry was being responsible for people in the marketplace.
Flood says he began poring over the Bible, gleaning principles that could be used at work. When he assumed the top job at Home Bank 5 years later, Flood enshrined those principles. And while the company does not promote any particular religion, it is clear whom Reichard credits.
I look at the model that I believe that Jesus established for us of being a servant leader. And when he was questioned about why he was here on this earth, he said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve."
David Miller, who teaches business ethics at Yale Divinity School, says hundreds of companies have embraced faith in the workplace. Prayer groups at work, for example, and corporate chaplains. He says the faith at work movement began in the 1980s when downsizing hit white-collar workers.
AT&T laying off 40,000 people in a stroke, things that were unheard of in the white-collar world. That, I think, prompted people to begin asking God questions, spirituality questions.
It was, he says, a logical extension of other diversity programs. In the 1960s and 70s, companies installed race-friendly policies. Later, they focused on women, and then families. And so, he says, when polls in the mid-1990s showed that nearly 9 out of 10 Americans considered faith important in their lives, companies took notice. And because people spend so much time at work, many companies, like Home Bank, are bringing spirituality to them.
So what are you guys doing for the summer?
Well, the boys are playing lots of basketball.
Chris Hobgood is making his rounds, dropping by offices or cubicles for a quick chat. Hobgood is a corporate chaplain. His job is to attend to the spiritual, emotional, and sometimes physical needs of Home Bank employees. This is Friday afternoon. This is when Hobgood's work picks up. He answers a page marked 911.
Really? Does he have a means for committing suicide? Did she mention?
Hobgood is one of a booming cadre of corporate chaplains. Mm-hmm. Estimates range from 3,000 to 5,000. Most corporate chaplains are Christian, which raises the question whether they are undercover evangelists.
We do not walk through the workplace with a 10-pound study Bible and bang people over the head and tell them to live better and do better. That is not what we're all about. What we really are about is building the relationships with the employees and to be there to support them in any type of need that they may have.
I can't think of anything we haven't talked about.
Laura Drapo, an executive assistant, has been working with Hobgood for the past 7 months. She says she was not raised a Christian, and for that reason, she waited a long time before calling him. But finally, marriage problems and a fear of losing her job made her call. She says Hobgood pulled her through that time.
Everything from just giving me somewhere to vent to actually saying, okay, here's what you can do. Call this person or do this. And, you know, he knew channels that I didn't know to go through.
Drapo says the corporate chaplain program is one of the reasons she stays at Home Bank. And some anecdotal evidence suggests that turnover rates drop when companies hire an in-house chaplain. Home Bank also believes, though it's impossible to prove, that faith attracts new recruits and that happy employees are more productive. At this point, there's no hard evidence to suggest that spirituality actually affects the bottom line. Harvard's Laura Nash, author of Believers in Business, says it does make sense. But she says faith is so individual, it's hard to measure its effects. For example, she says, it may be that someone feels more focused when she lights a candle each morning at work. But
this then brings up the question, if someone in a secular way says, well, I've learned how to count to 10 backwards to focus my mind, can we really compare which was the more effective?
Still, some employees at Home Bank say having faith at work gives them a shared vision. At noon on a Tuesday, about 24 employees gather in a conference room for pizza, Coke, and a video on spirituality.
We're in this series, Foolproof. We're in the third part, and we've said basically all of us have done some dumb stuff.
The 40-minute talk is delivered by a local Christian pastor. As with other prayer groups at Home Bank, this meeting is voluntary and organized by employees, not the company. Employee Betsy Nicholson says it's precisely this kind of event and the CEO's overt Christianity that drew her to the company.
It makes you feel like a big family. I remember my first day when I was working here, we had our company-wide meeting, and I remember him opening up the meeting in prayer, and I was literally sitting there just amazed at the fact that we were in a corporate setting and someone was truly following the Lord and seeking outer advice and not just trying to make decisions on his own.
Those words could be a red flag for Home Bank. If a company so infuses the workplace with a particular religion, that can create a hostile work environment for non-believers. Home Bank has stressed that each person has a right to his or her own faith or no faith at all. And so far, the company has negotiated the shoals between encouraging spirituality, which is currently trendy, and promoting a particular religion, which is against the law. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Tomorrow, when there's too much religion, creating a hostile work environment.